In most of West Virginia, the bear hunting season starts December 9th. State game officials expect hunters to kill more than 1,200 black bears this year. In the early 70s, killing that many would have wiped the animal out. Back then, naturalists estimated there were only 500 or so bears in all of West Virginia. Hunting and habitat loss had taken their toll. But as West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Dan Hyman reports, today the state's bear population is 20 times what it was a few decades ago.
It's late winter on Pond Lick Mountain near the middle of West Virginia. This is bear country, and state biologist Steve Russell and a group of volunteers are sneaking up on the den of a mother bear named Ida and her cubs.
I shouldn't be able to see it.
The den is little more than a gap in a pile of snow-covered sandstone boulders, and Russell and his colleagues are creeping toward it like biological burglars, led by the signal from the radio on Ida's collar.
Our main objective here is to tag the yearling cubs of this radioed female. If we get her, we'll get another weight and check her tags and everything. If we don't, that's all right too, because her radio is good to go for another couple of years.
Biologists have been putting radio collars on the mother bears for 30 years. They want to locate the dens, count the young, and establish their sleep patterns. Through this research, the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources found a way to increase the number of bears killed by hunters and still see the population grow. Jim Evans is the supervisor of game management for the state.
Our efforts were to protect the black bear yet maintain a traditional bear hunting season that they had. In a population like black bears, of course, the male becomes expendable. So what we tried to do was to protect the female bears, the sows, and exploit the males, the boars, a little heavier.
Wildlife managers did it by moving the hunting season back in the year from late November to early December. The point is to take advantage of the order bears follow when going into their dens to hibernate.
The first to bed are the pregnant females.
Joe Riefenberger was West Virginia's bear guy for close to 30 years until he retired in 1999.
The other females who have cubs at their side, they essentially are the next ones that go to bed. The older males go next, and then the younger males is what amounts to.
With the later hunting season, those young male bears become, as Riefenberger puts it, cannon fodder. But the pregnant females, the population most in need of protection, is safely asleep in its long winter's nap. And he says it's no threat to the bear population if they end up with more females than males.
They're not monogamistic like we are, or supposed to be. Therefore, one male can service several females.
Stocky, gruff, and bull-necked, Riefenberger looks a little bear-like himself, as if crawling into literally hundreds of dens has made him resemble the animals he studied for so long. At one point, he did put a lot on the line to save the bears. Every fall, West Virginia issues more than 12,000 bear hunting licenses, and Riefenberger says he caught a lot of criticism for changing the season until hunters saw that the kill would actually go up.
A lot of flack. They were going to get me fired and everything else.
But popular or not, it worked. Today, the state estimates there are more than 10,000 bears in West Virginia. Of course, that means more bear-human interactions.
It's not a bear problem. It's a people problem. Yeah.
Riefenberger, the bear specialist, says the animals are not really much of a threat, and human beings should be the ones to adapt. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Elkins, West Virginia.